Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Former Republican vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin comes to Massachusetts today for a rally on Boston Common, put on by the political movement, the Tea Party. While organizers expect thousands to turn out, the event is also notable for who won't be there, including two of Massachusetts' leading Republicans, U.S. Senator Scott Brown and candidate for governor Charlie Baker. Another GOP gubernatorial candidate, Kristi Meios, will be there, according to a spokesman, as will the Democrat-turned-independent candidate for governor, State Treasurer Timothy Cahill. To talk about the Tea Party, its significance, and whether it's a help or a hindrance to political candidates, we're joined this morning by our political analyst, Democrat Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
And Republican Todd Domke. Good morning to you, Todd.
Good morning.
Let's start by talking about the headliner, Sarah Palin. As I mentioned, she'll be speaking in Boston today. How big a factor is she, Todd, in the Tea Party movement?
Well, she's their only possible presidential candidate. She reminds me, actually, in the spirit of this taxpayers' revolt that they hope to launch, of a founding father born in Boston, Benjamin Franklin. He was the inventor of the lightning rod, and she seems to be playing that role in national politics, electrifying her supporters and shocking liberal Democrats.
Well, you know Sarah Palin is in the news again because Tina Fey was on Saturday Night Live doing a parody of her, including writing on her hand. She announced the founding of the Sarah Palin TV network with a new show called Are You Smarter Than a Half-Term Governor? Sarah Palin is making her first visit to Boston, and I hope she's been told that this is not a know-nothing state. People here care if you actually know things. We don't confuse patriotism with flag pins.
What do you think her reception will be? Do you think she'll be a popular figure in Massachusetts? John McCain, the Republican ticket, trounced here in the elections.
Well, I think at the rally she'll be popular. I think a lot of these Republican candidates don't want to be associated with her because she's not the type who appeals to a majority of voters. In a matchup, for example, with Obama, if she were the Republican nominee, she'd probably be, 35% to his 65% or something. So she's not that popular with independents the way that many Republicans have become.
Well, she has taken on the president on a number of issues. Most recently, she's been arguing that his nuclear treaty that he signed with the Soviet is a mistake. The president quickly said, I really have no response to that. The last time I checked, Sarah Palin's not much of an expert on nuclear issues. She continues to force her way into the debate, and I think she's a problem for the Republican Party because they don't really know what she's capable of saying and doing over the next year and a half.
How significant is the Tea Party at this moment in Massachusetts? It claims to have elected or at least help elected Scott Brown to the Senate in January this year.
Well, they helped him. They were part of it. He won with 52%, so different groups could claim to have made the difference. But his 5% margin was pretty strong, especially for a Republican in this state. But as far as what kind of force they are, it depends on if we're talking about the large number of people who would tell a pollster that they're supportive of the Tea Party idea, of the movement, with identifying with their anger about federal spending. That's a real force. And like the Perot voters, they could be the swing vote in a close election. But if we're talking about actual members of a Tea Party organization, that's a much smaller number. They're trying to coalesce around unifying principles. They're having difficulty. They tend to, all support broad principles like opposition to deficit spending and the health care reform law, support for the U.S. Constitution. But again, they're having trouble finding candidates who have real popularity. And that's why the Scott Brown victory here was so important, because they want to claim a lot of credit for it.
Well, actually, the Tea Party movement, while it claims its grassroots, there's a bit of astroturf involved in that. If you did an organization chart of the Tea Party, way off on the far right, the person at the top would be Dick Armey, who was a former majority leader, Republican majority leader in Congress when Newt Gingrich was in power. And Armey has a very right-wing agenda. He also is a highly paid corporate lobbyist. So I'm not sure what the Tea Party people believe, but Dick Armey is in a position to influence what they do and where they go.
What should we make of the absence today, as we mentioned a couple of minutes ago, of two of the leading Republicans in Massachusetts, the gubernatorial candidate Charlie Baker and Senator Scott Brown? Both say they have scheduling conflicts.
Yeah, that's convenient. I think the candidates who want to appear to be moderate, like Charlie Baker and Scott Brown, are going to avoid this and any other Tea Party event because there's no clear ideology behind this. As Todd was saying, there's some vague generalities. And so given that there have been, you know, incidents, especially when the Tea Partiers were confronting members of Congress during the health care debate, moderate and normal-seeming candidates don't really want to get involved with the Tea Party movement. They just don't know where it's going.
Well, some conservatives think Scott Brown should be at the rally to be the leader for the taxpayers' revolt. They're not satisfied with Sarah Palin. They want Spartacus. And they know his popularity could draw a lot more people there. But many conservatives agree with Scott Brown that he should do the job he was elected to do. Now, Charlie Baker doesn't have as good an excuse, you know, as needing to be in Washington for votes. He said he had already had an event in Worcester. I think he was scheduled sometime around the time when he heard that Sarah Palin was coming to Boston. But I'm sure that Governor Patrick would let him borrow his helicopter so he could have his picture taken with Sarah at the rally, but I don't think we're going to see that happen.
Is there a risk for a guy like Charlie Baker, who is running for governor and who's going to need every vote he can get, is there a political risk in him not showing up?
Well, I think if he can't get that solid conservative core to be part of his base, he's in trouble anyway. Now, it is strange that Tim Cahill will be there as a Democrat turned independent running for governor. He has gone so far to the right recently. You know, it gives you vertigo just thinking about it. I saw him on Glenn Beck. There he was. Glenn Beck was at the whiteboard, you know, drawing lines between pictures of socialist communists and Obama, and Cahill just sat there watching. Now he's going to be at the Tea Party. You know, next I suppose he'll follow Mitt Romney's example and become a lifelong member of the NRA and hunt little varmints.
Well, Charlie Baker tried to cozy up to the Tea Partiers in an online chat a couple of weeks ago, but he's not attending the rally, and that will be noted. He can't duck the Tea Partiers for the next 6 months, especially when he and Cahill, as Todd was saying, are competing for votes on the right side of the political spectrum. Baker can't concede those votes to Cahill, so ducking the rally could ultimately hurt him.
And let's face it, if he's an independent, Cahill, then he needs some claim to being an independent, and going to the Tea Party, I suppose, is part of that.
Running out of time here, so a very quick last question. Looking ahead to this weekend, Christy Maios, a Republican candidate for governor, will be at the Tea Party event today. At least that's what his people say. Christy Maios, this weekend, is hoping that he'll get the 15% support he needs at the Republican convention this weekend so that he can get his name on the ballot. Will he get it, considering all the many controversies his campaign has been embroiled in, mostly surrounding Christie's political and personal finances?
Well, we don't know. His campaign has been fizzling for weeks with all the bad press about bounce checks and all the rest of it. He needs about 300 delegates. He'll get some who don't like Charlie Baker for whatever reason. He'll get some who think it's unfair to deny a candidate the chance to get on the ballot and compete in a primary. Maybe he'll win the rest of the 15% with his new campaign promise. The check is in the mail.
Well, I assume whether Christie gets on the ballot depends in large part on Charlie Baker. His people will control the convention. And if they want Christie Maios on the ballot, he'll be on the ballot. If they want him off the ballot, he'll be off the ballot. So, you know, why would they want him on the ballot? Only to get Charlie Baker a little bit of a head start on the fall. Let him raise some money. Let him raise
publicity.
Some issues. Yeah, exactly. Get the primary. Make the primary mean something against a guy who he's pretty sure he can kill.
Okay. Republican Todd Domke, thanks a lot for coming in this morning.
Good to be with you.
Democrat Dan Payne, thanks to you.
Welcome.